you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Welcome in, everyone. It is Thursday night, 8 p.m. March 11th. 2021. I am Dave. This is Jim. We are one half of Keystone State Paranormal Society, and this is Penetrating the Veil, the one-hour interactive radio show hosted by yours truly and Jim of Keystone State Paranormal Society, thanks to Live Paranormal. So tonight, we're going to play some EVPs that we've gotten in the 2.5 weeks, maybe? 3 weeks that we've been in the Hoover House, the 1912 Hoover House. It's been, what, 3 weeks?
A month
tomorrow. Because it was the 12th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it'll be a month tomorrow. So in that time, we've done very little in the way of investigation just because we've spent so much time moving and adjusting and all that good stuff. Welcome in Colette. Welcome in John McGinnis. But this past weekend, we did have our first formal investigation. John McGinnis was there. Big Dave was there. Joanna and Joshua were there. Obviously myself, Jim, Pam, and Steve. So, now, did all these come from the same place, Jim, or were they in different locations in the house?
Different locations.
Okay. I know we were getting a lot of activity in our first session in the Holter suite. Our friend Mike Simpson was there.
And yeah, I didn't even process any of that.
Yeah, we had all at the same time, we had his little ball that's a cat's toy that lights up when you move it. We had that lit up. We had the K2 hitting. We had the SLS camera mapping out figures. And they were talking on the Phasma box as well. Welcome in, Debbie Dickey. Welcome in, Jerry Swope. So it seemed very active that first session. Well, at least for us when we were in the Hoover room, or the Holzer suite. I'm sorry, Jim and I had split up, and he had taken a group, and we had taken a group. Well, that was actually Friday night when we had the families of CCA there. So, you know, that was Friday night when we had it was like a unauthorized, unsanctioned, if you will, field trip for students in CCA. Like my daughters are, and we were getting really, really good activity in the Holzer suite. All right, so we got about four of them here to play and discuss. So welcome in Holly, welcome in Pam, welcome in Theo. Shout out of prayers for strength for our dear friend Holly and her husband AJ, and be strong, Holly. We're here for you. So, all right. Well, so this first one, you want to set the stage for this one, Jim?
What does it say?
Did they give up the place?
What? Did they give up the place? Oh, this one was before we even got in. We were in the house when the inspector was walking around.
Really?
And I was up in that little section of area outside the handicapped elevator.
Oh, the back table room. Mm-hmm. Okay, on the second floor. Okay.
These were all short.
Okay. see what we get with this one.
Communicating with you that we'll be employing, so we hope to have some nice dialogue.
Okay, one more time.
Communicating with you that we'll be employing, so we hope to have some nice dialogue.
Okay, see, now, as is often the case between Jim and I, you hear something just slightly different. I don't know what everybody else there heard, but I heard, did they clean up the place?
Yeah.
Which would make sense because it wasn't long after that that we really started tackling the kitchen and the grease trap and everything like that. So by all means, everyone, reply in the comments and let us know what you think you're hearing, if anything. Welcome in Michael LaCiana, our dear friend.
The one. That's played along with the effing stairs. Is that there?
Yeah, I think that's the next one, actually.
Okay, well, let me set this up. This past Saturday, and we were in the hallway right outside the office area.
Okay, third floor.
And Big Dave was... We got to talking about old movie stars of the latter year and their favorite music and just some old kind of stuff. And I guess the gist of most of the people was they were picking up on some of the former residents when it was a nursing home.
Okay.
And you'll hear some banner and there's a mention about old folks or something. And then toward the end, it's like on the 17th second. This guy goes, and it is one of the, and it's like effing stairs, you know, like somebody bitching about having to climb the stairs, and we all bust out laughing and stuff like that, and everybody was hoping that we got it, because we all heard it pretty clearly, and we did, so that's what this one is.
Okay.
Are they connected to someone?
Farewell.
I hear something different. I hear definitely hear the F word.
Right.
But after that, I hear like spirit level or spirit lover. Here.
Yep.
How are you?
many spirits are in the room with us right now? How many is that?
Good.
Realizing where you are.
Yep. Did a hope your son is something, or hope you sign the shoe, or something like that?
Yeah.
Very strange what that's talking about.
How many spirits are in the room with us right now? How many is that?
10. Okay. And then the last one is, world is not power.
Yeah, that Jerry heard something different on this.
Okay.
Jerry Swope and all that. But it was just sort of interesting, a neat phrase, so people probably hear something different.
And this is the same hallway on the third floor?
This one was actually in the office on another day.
Okay, so actually in the office on the third floor, okay.
Jerry, if you want to listen, he had heard something very definitive on that.
Okay.
Post that, what you had heard on that, if you hear that, Jerry.
Let's see. See,
less powerful.
I'm hearing it say either world is messed up or the world is not strong.
I can hear the world is not strong.
Our world is messed up.
Uh-huh. I can hear it either way. Strong and world is...
He hears what is power.
Jerry hears what is power.
I want to see if I can make out the second part. The more I listen to it, I'm hearing the world is messed up. What are you thinking? I hear the world is messed up. What do you think? Looking at how things were in their day or whenever that was compared to now, I guess to them it does seem kind of up.
Now we had on Friday, this was Friday a week ago, we had two different families come in. The one was about 5 people and the other was about 6. And what we did, Mike Simpson came down for the weekend assist. We want to thank Mike for that.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave and Mike had a group up in the Holzer room. And then Pam and Steve had another group down in one of the parlors. And each one was using different equipment and seeing what was going down. And Mike and Dave were getting a lot of activity in the Holzer room. Those little cat balls, they were activating.
K2 hits. SLS maps, Phasma Box speech, all at the same time. All centered around the one chair over near the bookcases.
And keep in mind, this is all new to the spirits of this house. We've been doing a lot of table tipping and connecting with that, but we really haven't had much time to do any of the classic investigation. So David come up with the idea. We were actually hoping to do more that week, but we've just been so busy cleaning and getting things prepared that trying to introduce the various equipment and everything to the spirit. So we're still in very initial learning phase, both
yes.
for them and for us. And reassuring spirit that it won't bother them, that it won't affect any of their powers or realization. So this is all in the very new phase, and yet very encouraging that
absolutely.
Spirit come right out and was communicating. And then Pam and Steve in the living room, they found pictures when it was a nursing home. That front parlor, people lived in it. Their beds were there. They got pictures of it. And so Pam was able to, with the K2 and some other sensors, she was able to map out the bed.
Yes, and she did tell me about that, that she could take the K2 from the ground up, and when it got past where the height of the bed was, nothing. She'd
right.
bring it back down to where the height of the bed was, and off it would go. And she mapped out the, I guess that would be a rectangle
right.
of the bed, yeah. But, you know, honestly, the way things have been going, it makes a lot of sense because even in 1912, table tipping would have been something familiar to people
oh, yeah.
of that era, especially people of affluence, people of money, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they paid big-time bucks for people to come and do seances and things like that. Welcome in, Hetty. But the stuff that we use, the new equipment, the cameras, the K2s, the meltmeters, all that stuff, that's completely foreign to them. So it's going to take more time for them to understand that it doesn't hurt them. It's just a tool for us on the other side of the veil from them. And more time for them to become comfortable with it.
Jim was down there, I think, the week earlier. And
Jim
with some
Houston,
of the traditional,
yeah.
the... divining rods and whatnot. He was getting the action with
right, right.
with spirit. So after they finished a session, we took the two parties and flipped them.
Okay.
So the one
yeah.
party went with you guys, and then the other party went back to Pam and Steve.
Right.
When that was finished, we then had my sister came with them at the table, and each group was able to work the table. Now, we had only adults only at the table. There were grandchildren there, smaller children, nothing, I think 9 years old, 8 years old was about.
Right.
And each family, interestingly enough, had a girl in their family who was quite sensitive, very empathic.
Yeah.
And anyhow, the first session, both the one lady, their father came through, her mother came through, and there
Grandfather.
Was a lot of, there was a lot, and then the kids were there, and they were being able to relate and talk to their grandparents. We went through a lot of Kleenex.
Yes.
It was very personal, and of course we didn't record any of that, but it was very, very intimate, and a very well-developed session, and Spirit was right on top of it. And then when that finished, and that was well over an hour, I think. And then the other family came in, and here, the one lady, her mother was a single mother raising her. She came through. They had a very close session. Then her husband, his father came through. And the interesting thing was his father had been in the house when he was alive.
Right. If I'm not mistaken, they were cousins of the previous owner.
I think they were.
And his father had actually been in that place and eaten there when it was a
uh-huh.
restaurant. Was it 11 years ago?
Something
like that?
Some period ago.
Yeah.
And so they had a really neat session, and the grandchildren were able to interact with their grandparents, and so that was a wonderful time. When they left, then we wound up going up and did a couple small sessions ourselves, and had really interesting stuff come through. Most of it in such a personal nature, really don't feel comfortable talking about it. But we're getting some amazing insights from Spirit. The next night, then, we just had, it was an adult session. And again, we worked a couple different areas, and then that night, again, my sister come over with Emma, and Big Dave had his dad came through again,
John McGinnis,
brother come through that he had never known, and who had passed away before he was born, and I think John's dad came through too. And again, a lot of details are revealed that we don't want to talk about because it's sort of, you know, close and personal. And then there was another young couple there, and they had their relatives come through. And it was interesting. There was even a lot of little family skullduggery came through. And so we've really been having the interpersonal relationships with family, Emma bringing family through. Then we got upstairs after that night. They had left early. Jerry Swope was with us, and Jenny and myself, and we got on a couple of the tables upstairs, and anyhow, the table James was real active, and then he does not bring familiars through, but he does interact with all the other spirit residents, and he led us on to a number of items in the house that have spirit connected with them. We've got pictures that have spirit connected.
Frames.
We have frames. Of course, we have dolls. We even have a bed that they obtained from Gettysburg that has a spirit attached to it. Katie just told me today we're going to have another spirit come in that's attached to some linens and stuff where the woman died in pneumonia and people are going to feel uncomfortable about it. She also told us to check on a vent that might be clogged in the upper levels.
Okay. When they started talking about the taunted dolls, did they specifically point out any ones or
no.
just saying dolls in general?
No, they were just dolls in general.
Okay. I was curious to see if they would point out Sarah.
I'm sure James will, and we're going to be having. Probably this weekend, we're going to have some more sessions. Interestingly enough, a guest of ours from a while ago, the psychic medium Katie Turner from Canada, she's been so instrumental, giving us a lot of insight, and she's really connected with this house, and she doesn't know why. Evidently, she's had at least one session where she unintentionally astrally projected into the house, and she's given me photographs of, like, do you have radiators like this in the house? And we do. You know, they're painted gold while the ones she showed me were white. So she's actually seeing the house, but from afar. And she doesn't know if it's the house or if it's a spirit in the house. But something really has her connected with that. So with her, at her request, we're actually going to be reconnecting with some more spirit and see if we can get some follow-up. Emma has basically verified that she does have a connection to the house, but Emma's not clear of what that connection is. So we're going to go to James and see if we can get some further. And we got a clear read on the spirit connected with the Ram's Head table.
Oh, did you?
And it turns out, I was mixed up. I was caught, I think it's Florence, or starts with an F. Gosh, I'm forgetting it, but it was a nun, and she's 52 years old.
Huh.
And I don't know what a nun's doing connected with a haunted table. But, Jerry, if you're watching, do you remember the name of the spirit connected with the Ram's Head table?
I don't think I was there for that.
So, yeah, and James was all over the place. He was going nuts. So, anyhow, we're going to, I guess, some plans for the near future.
This weekend we have some friends coming in from out of town. Oh, Francis, he says.
Francis, okay.
And don't we also have Founders Day?
That's the 20th of March.
Oh, I thought it was this weekend for some reason.
Huh.
Okay, so we have friends coming in from out of town, and then Next weekend is Founders Day. Then the weekend after that is the
Titanic event.
And so,
what we're going to do, and I talked to Katie some about this, and she sort of, she thought we'd be on safe ground. We're going to connect with some of the spirits at the house. We're going to try to, and this is something we're not promoting. It's not going to be a public event. It's going to be a very select group of individuals because we don't want it to be perceived as though we're making light of this great tragedy of Titanic. But we're going to sort of seize on the age of the house and with the focus on that event, and we're going to have a lot of things pertinent to that event. We're going to try to connect with either some survivors or some victims of the Titanic. And so we're going to have actually lists of, what lists we have of people that were on board and see if we can hook up with any. If nothing else, Ira was an adult when that happened and try
right.
to get
his perspective on
what occurred
and how it was perceived in, by the general public when the news came out
right.
of the tragedy.
So, again, this is going to be a very limited thing, but we're going to try. And then another thing we're working on right now, Pam was able to find these professionally made photographs in the 1920s of some residents of Waynesboro. Generally, it's in formal dress, and it's got the studios there. And my wife, through her genealogical files, she's already been able to discover two of the people, their identities and some story about them. The one lady in particular had a pretty sad life. But anyhow, we're identifying those people and some particulars with them, and they're buried in the area. So we're actually going to try to connect with them at the graveyard, invite them to the house and see if we can't connect with some of those people that we're getting in photographs. These are people who were alive in the 20s in the Waynesboro area and lived there.
John McGinnis had a question. He was curious to know if we've, I don't know if we've even bothered to ask. You know, you guys do it a lot more than I do myself. He wants to know if Emma was a medium in real life.
We have not asked, and that's an excellent question. Not that we know of, John. She did give us her history. We know her husband. We know her children's names. We know her birth date, her death date, where she's buried. She gave us her parents' names. Good question, though. We'll certainly ask Emma. She's pretty open.
So she gave you where she's interred. Maybe it would behoove you to do a graveside Phasmobox session there and see if you can get anything.
Yeah, that's certainly open with the weather getting nice again.
Right.
That's certainly an open possibility. We're also going to, the one resident spirit whose name is Nancy, we don't know her last name, she was a resident there, she's crossed over, she comes back because she likes the house. She's a delightful woman, always has a smile on her face. And she used a walker to get around in life. We're always hearing her banging into things.
Yes.
So we know Nancy's around. And two joys that Nancy had in life were, one was
crocheting.
And so we're going to put some crochet needles and yarn around the house for her to use. And the other is she loved bingo. So we're trying to devise an experiment, what we call spirit bingo. And in this, one of the ways I'm going to try it, and this may blow up in her face.
Right.
You know.
And I think for the method you're talking about, I think divining rods would be the best way to go as far as her choosing the card.
We're going to select like a limited number of cards, figuring like four or five cards, and we'll number the cards. And we'll have spirit select the card that's going to win at bingo.
Right.
And then we're going to ask spirit to influence the balls that are drawn in the regular bingo. We have a little kitty cage with the bingo balls. and then we'll play a game of bingo and see if that's the card that wins.
Right, and see if her, welcome in Chris Walsh, see if Nancy or any other resident spirits not only select a card to win before the game even starts, but then influence the selection of the balls to make that card
be the
winner.
Now, it may blow up.
We may get absolutely nothing.
But that's cool. We'll go back to the drawing board, try something different. This is a lot about experimentation. We sort of want to do new things that I don't think, by and large, have been attempted.
We can always, if that doesn't work, then maybe we just play a game of bingo and see if we can get, instead of using balls, we can ask through the Phasma box, call a bingo number or something like that, see if we get anything that way.
There's a lot of avenues we might go, but we want to try some new approaches, and in this we're going to basically communicate with spirit and try to get their input before we do any of this. So we've really been encouraged by what we've seen early. There's a couple...
The willingness to communicate.
A couple people already who are pretty well seasoned in this field. They've been a lot of places. They've done a lot of things. And they sort of pick up on the special nature of this.
I believe Paranormal Brews is coming to do their podcast from there. Also this weekend... Kenny Biddle will be in town, and he'll be doing his podcast, his Skeptics podcast, from there.
Yeah.
And Kenny Biddle is a skeptic, but he is an open-minded skeptic, and he will admit that there are things that he has experienced that he cannot explain. So, Holly says she left you a private message. Excuse me, on AJ's update from today with the oncologist.
Okay, thanks, hon. I'll check that out.
Look for that this weekend. Maybe he'll allow us to do a Facebook Live of him doing his podcast, or we can just promote his podcast, and everybody can view it. I believe he does on Facebook Live, so we'll have that this weekend. Like I said, we've got some friends coming from out of town, including... For Saturday early evening, my parents are coming up for a birthday dinner for their youngest baby boy. So we're going to have some corned beef brisket. I love corned beef and cabbage. And I know there is also tomorrow night is the investigation of the Cashtown Inn, which I am going to and I've never even driven past the place. And I've heard all about it, and I've always wanted to get there, but I've never had the opportunity until tomorrow night. And hopefully Jim's able to join me on that. We'll see how things turn out. I don't know if Pam has any tickets left for that or not. I really don't. If you're in the area and you're interested, contact Pamela Berry. And if there are tickets available, she'll be the one that you want to get a hold of for that. So...
Well, and I guess this past week we got our preliminary okay from the zoning board at Waynesboro to operate the B2B. So that looks like that's on schedule. And
we have one more meeting with the, I don't know.
It's a zoning board.
But is it like the Superior Zoning Board or something like that?
Oh, no, it's the actual board itself.
Okay.
And I guess that's where they give the formal approval and stuff of a special disposition. We're considered part of the inner township or however that's designated.
Probably like the Chamber of Commerce type of deal.
To operate as a B2B requires special zoning dispensation. So that's what we filed the paperwork on that and paid the fee, and we're waiting to hear. So once that's approved, then we'll have an ongoing site for reservations and whatnot. But there again, you can always call Pam at the numbers. If you go to Facebook, 1912 Historic Hoover House, there's phone numbers there and contact information. It looks like April's pretty booked up. There's a lot of stuff coming down.
We'll be getting a sign made to put out on the front for the historic Hoover House, 1912 historic Hoover House. Glenn, myself, and Glenn Williams, and Andy Andrews, a friend of ours who's also on the field and is a plumber, this past weekend. Mike Rowe, you need to come see us because we did a filthy friggin' job this past weekend. We had to clean out the old grease trap that they had to collect all the grease from the kitchen when it was an operating and functioning restaurant. And let me tell you, I'm not sure if that thing has ever been clean. It's clean now. But, man, I have smelled in my entire life, I have smelled one thing that was filthier and nastier and more disgusting to smell than that grease trap. And that was dead bodies when I was in combat. So it was rancid, but it had to be done. It was backing up drains and clogging pipes. And poor Andy Andrews took the cover off of the clean out, and once he got out all the what he thought was a rubber plug, but actually turned out to be caked up grease, that thing basically threw up right on him. Poor dude. Oh, I know it stunk, but we got most of that done. We've got a few more things we got to run an auger through and put some special chemicals through to clean out some of the grease so
yeah,
that one of our drains.
Hopefully
I got to go over tomorrow anyway because I have to install the new filter for the ice machine. So.
And I guess plug up most of the stuff should be charged for a thing, but whatever you're planning on taking over to the
right.
So anyhow, let's talk about next week. You've got Boy Johnson will be our guest this coming week on next Thursday, and Dave always winds up running that. So we've got I guess some names from some people who weren't able to get through last time.
That would be all these people right here.
Wow.
Now, whether all these people on this list join us next week is completely up in the air, but, you know, obviously this list is the running list of people that were in line for a reading from Lori. If they don't log in, then it'll be first come, first serve. So we'll see. But like I said, first come, first serve. But if your name's on this list, especially where on this list, then you'll get priority because you've watched both the previous sessions and got your name on that list. So.
And I don't know if you saw a good friend of ours from Indiana.
Lola Carter
had approached us. I guess she's getting a team together to do the Monroe Mystery House. It's also called the Monroe Demon House or whatever. And for later this year, did you see that evidently Richard Estep's book is coming out on the place?
Yep.
So that's pretty interesting. So hopefully if the dates work, we will have a chance to do that investigation later this year.
Yeah, again, that all depends on what date she books it for, whether we have an investigation plan at the Hoover House or anything like that. What we try to do is not book just regular bed and breakfast customers at the same time that we have an investigation because, you know, they're not there for that and they don't want to have their room gone into and all that, so it's one or the other. But if that whatever date Lola books, if that weekend happens to be filled with bed and breakfast customers and not an investigation,
we're
free. So
and the other thing what we're trying to do too, I think we've all picked up on a number of buildings in the close vicinity of the house that have activity, spirit activity.
Including the old theater.
We don't know the exact nature of that activity yet, so we're also going to be doing some investigations in some of those buildings. And if we find the activity is acceptable, you know, without defining that term. But we hope to have a number of locations that ongoing will be booking investigations, so that
right.
in the event, let's say the house is booked up with B2B for that particular junction, we can still offer investigations on a number of these other venues, so that the Hoover House might be a starting point for
right,
you know,
just the meeting or gathering point, much like Gettysburg Ghost Exchange, Pam and Steve do with Jenny Wade House and the orphanage and,
right.
and the David Stewart Farm and things
and
like that.
And of course, Pam would be connecting that up, and they still have their old tie-ins to those properties in Gettysburg
right.
as well. We're just hoping to expand that list out. So hopefully through the year, we'll have a number of new locations for people to check out and see what they find, in addition to the Hoover House.
One of which we know is the old theater, which I guess was pretty big in its day, and then
it was closed
in the 60s. And
renovated here probably in the early 2000s.
Right, and it was basically passed over to the town,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, with COVID, the people who owned it and another larger movie house went bankrupt.
Yeah.
And so that the town sort of got it back by default, and they are
okay.
engaged in creating venues for it.
Right.
And so they're sort of anxious to cooperate with this.
Weren't they part of the collective that originally came to us about the Titanic event, right?
Yeah.
So, and Jim, I wasn't there, but I know Jim and was Pam and Steve with you.
Mm-hmm.
They got an initial walkthrough of the movie house, and there are spirits there. We don't know who or of what relation to the theater itself,
yeah.
but it does have activity.
So I really hope within the next, say, 2 weeks to be able to get in there and start deciphering that. And I've invited a couple people to, you know, be a small group, but I've invited
right.
a couple people to sort of come down and check that out to see what input they get. So we're hopeful to make Waynesboro a pretty big area in the paranormal field, and then of course we are so close to Gettysburg and all those contacts. And
I mean, if you put a map and this dot here was Waynesboro, you've got Gettysburg within a half hour, you've got Chambersburg about a half hour, you've got Antietam and Sharpsburg within 15 minutes, you've got Harper's Ferry and Shepherdstown within 45 minutes to an hour. So all of these places, this is kind of a central hub. So all of these places are so close.
Yeah.
And we've got two ski resorts. One's Ski Liberty and one's Ski Whitetail. I think the farthest one is 25 minutes. So even if you're not into the paranormal or the historical significance of the locations, you just might need a place to stay because you can't afford the lodges at the ski resorts. We can do that too, you know.
It should be pretty neat. And we found a lot here recently. There really is a lot of trust that the spirits have put in us, and so we have a pretty heavy responsibility in all this. It's gonna take due diligence on our part to honor the spirits and stuff. I know if we do, they're very anxious to have their stories come out and contact.
Yeah.
And I really do think we can preserve the special nature of the place. So I know we might be. Hopefully nobody out there thinks we're trying to overblow things, but there's a lot going on here, and we don't even have an accurate read on everything.
Right. Chris Wolf says, and the apple trees will be in bloom soon, too. So, you know, that's another thing coming.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll hopefully attract. And for those of you that, you know, like to just come and relax, we've got that huge porch, and right across the street is Pappy's Pub. go over and get yourself a drink. So, you know, there's a lot going on in this town that even we who live so close and knew so much history on didn't know about. So, you know, Gettysburg will always be special to us because that's where Jim and I cut our teeth way, way too many moons ago.
Oh, and I want to make a special mention, a really neat lady, Lynn Varney. Mm-hmm. I was able to sell, recently sold, a really special place, the Harrison House.
Harrison House Bed and Breakfast, right?
In Columbus, Ohio.
Which you guys will remember, we did do an investigation.
Yeah, really neat
place. Ended up being the last one.
Glad we were able to do that. But, I saw last week, I believe, she did sell it. And so she is moving to North Carolina. And I don't know, Sandy might know, because Sandy's with us tonight. I don't know if the new owners are going to still have that open for the paranormal community.
Right.
It's a neat place. It had like 7 or 8 resident spirits.
I think we'll have to send a message out to Lynn and see if in her dealings with what are now the new owners, if she made mention of the activity and if she talked to them about allowing teams to come in and investigate.
Yeah. But anyhow, we wish her well, and it was a real pleasure to meet her and meet a number of people that weekend.
Yeah, very nice lady, very very well-mannered lady, and what just an amazing hostess. She was just so nice from the get-go, even so much as inviting Jim and I to come up there an extra night, a night early, and having the whole place to herself. So it was really a good time, and it was just exactly what this guy needed to get out of some funk that he was in for a while. So
It helped. And then I want to thank Mike Simpson for coming down last weekend. I know it's a long travel for
mm-hmm.
him, and first we'd really seen each other in probably a couple years with the
COVID. Well, since the Harrison House.
Yeah. So that was really neat.
Sandy says Lynn doesn't know what they will do.
Oh, okay. So still up in the air. Thanks,
yeah.
Sandy. Yeah, hopefully we don't lose that as a spot.
Well, that just means Sandy's going to have to go over there and schmooze him.
Yeah.
You're a schmoozer, Sandy. Keep that place in the market for the paranormal field.
So, anyhow, as you can probably tell, we're beat. We've been busting our butt. I'm like
yeah.
half comatose.
If it seems like we're not putting a lot of energy into tonight's show, that's because we just don't have any to give.
I'm pretty well wasted.
I mean, you've got to remember, we moved in less than 2 weeks. We completely moved into, 6 bedroom, 3.5 bath. What's the square footage?
7,000
square foot home, and did 2 investigations, and have been renovating this and updating that and installing this new thing.
And cleaned a commercial kitchen that hadn't been cleaned.
Oh,
in a
good
long
Lord,
time.
Yeah. And when we say clean a commercial kitchen, we're talking from mopping the floor to scrubbing the tiles and the ceiling. It was so nasty we needed to do that. So, so you know, like I said, it's a labor of love. Don't get me wrong, but ooh, just you know, you spend so much time doing something, and then you're like, okay, I finished this, and then guess what? That pops up, and I got to get that done too. So. Colette says, can you pray for Rick on March 17th? He goes in for his heart surgery.
Oh, okay.
So absolutely, Colette, consider it done. We will definitely keep him thoughts and prayers. And one of my friends that I was, I'm Xbox friends with, Tina from England.
Oh,
She would be stoked to come over. I said, you're welcome anytime. You know, just
sure.
give us a heads up. Well, she's already pricing flights. She said she found flights from London to Miami and then to Pittsburgh for $860 for a week. She's really thinking about it. So, but as she said, it's about 17 hours of flying time total.
My gosh.
So, well, if you can pull it off, Tina, you are absolutely welcome. And just remember, when you get there, you've got a week to just lounge around and relax. And we, like I said, the weather's getting nicer. We've got a big front wraparound porch you can sit out on and relax and, you know, just kind of check out things. So, also, and I don't think we mentioned this tonight. I know we haven't mentioned it tonight, but Rick has already started planning and installing his psychomantium on the third floor, right? Just inside the attic space area from the Rosebud room.
So
he's got his mirror.
Communication with
with
the other realm.
And here, let me type that in so people can look it up if they choose. It's called a psychomantium. I believe that's how you spell it.
And that stems back to the same
age of spiritualism.
Yeah.
You know, like Harry Houdini's wife, we're always holding seances and stuff. Back in those times, they really used to invest in those things. So, of course, it'll be at our discretion. We wouldn't let just anyone use it. It would need to be someone who's well versed in the field.
Experience.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Let me just add something in here really quick. Give me a second, everyone. So I can add a picture. Oh, breaking news. Ernie just posted it on Paranormal Inc. Saturday, May 8th of this year, Paranormal Inc. comes up for their first public paranormal investigation at the historic 1912 Hoover House. So,
oh, cool.
So there you go. Our good friends Ernie and Dave will be up. So let me see if I can get a photo for everyone, just in case they haven't seen it. Copy and paste that into here, and that way everybody can go there and see pictures of the house itself, or you can go on our Facebook page and look back at 3 weeks ago when we did the two-hour show from there, and I did the walkthrough, and you can see everything.
Right, and for anybody who missed that show, tell them if they go to the 1 hour and 25-minute mark,
right,
go actually can see one of the table-tipping sessions.
Okay.
We did one live that show.
Okay. So if you go back and look at the two-hour show, not last week, but the 2 weeks prior to that, at the 1 hour and you said 25-minute mark,
uh-huh,
you'll be able to see some of the live table tipping we did. So, check out that. Have you seen that? I didn't see that picture until now.
Chucky
and Willie.
Yeah.
So, thanks, Colette. You guys take care, and we'll keep Rick in our prayers. Tina, click on that link that I've just posted so you can go see some of the pictures of this place.
And that little clip with the spirit talking about effing stairs, that's on the historic Hoover House
Facebook page.
So
okay.
You can just click on it and listen to that.
All right, and hopefully tomorrow morning before I have to head over to the house to get some things done, I'll be able to update our website with our past few 2 hour shows that go in the live shows tab that I just haven't had the time to get to. So, add the new historic 1912 Hoover House to our already long list of investigations and my already growing database of video to look over and review It's been a while since I've been able to do any of that, but I haven't forgotten. It's all on here. It's all on the PC. I just have to have some spare time to get to it. So, I said, don't forget, next week, 1 week from tonight, Lori Johnson, she will be live with us doing her readings as she does. Also, look out if you get a chance. Look out for the Paranormal Brews podcast in the coming near future that they'll be doing from the Hoover House. And for tomorrow, look up Kenny Biddle and his podcast. You know what? As a matter of fact, really quick again, let me see if I can't pull up that page for him. And we'll put a link for him for his podcast so you can check that out as well. Go. Skeptical Help Bar, I believe, is what his podcast is called. Let's see. You can find him here. Find Kenny there and find out when what time his podcast will be starting at the Hoover House. Tina, we have a list. Lori Johnson will be doing live readings next week on the 2-hour show. She is a very, 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 very well-known, talented, gifted psychic medium and a dear friend of ours who I cannot wait to see again. It's been way too long. So, We do have a list of people that have already gotten on from our past times with her, and if they are on here, they will get taken first. But if no one else comes on here, we will add to this list and first come first serve if your name's not already on this list. So, try to remember we're trying to keep the readings to 3 to 5 minutes per person. Because, we want to get as many people as we can, plus have enough time in between for her to take a break and kind of refresh herself, because every time she dishes out a reading, every time she gives out a reading, it takes a little bit from her. She needs some time to rejuice and ground and everything, cleanse and everything. So, like I said, don't forget next week is with Lori Johnson. That'll be on the Live Paranormal Facebook page. There's my warning. So everybody have a safe weekend. Tune in to Kenny Biddle and look for the Paranormal Brews. And Tina, your name has just been added. And we will see you next week. Be safe.
Take care. Oh.